of Ways and Means, Subcommittee on Human Services, June, oh gosh, is this 14th or 15th? 15th. I think today's the 15th.
15th.
Yes. And we have a couple of grant applications, and we're having a public hearing and work session this morning, and it's the grant for the Commission for the Blind, federal grant application request. And we have with us this morning Linda Mock from the Commission for the Blind. And that is really not Dave Fraser that's up there. That is George Naughton, who is pinch hitting for David today.
Absolutely.
Me?
Ms. Mock, go ahead.
Good morning. Chair Winters and members of the committee, for the record, I'm Linda Mock from the Commission for the Blind, and as the chair explained, we are requesting approval to apply for a grant application. It's from the Department of Education. It is a Community Technology Center program, and we are requesting approval to apply for approximately $180,000 of federal money, which would require a 30% match. Which would be other funds, and also in-kind match is appropriate for this grant, so it would be a total of approximately $234,000 for the project. It would be principally used to sustain a project which we started last year in Medford at a one-stop, which is a technology center that is serving both clients of the Commission for the Blind and Vocational Rehabilitation Division, and as you see the numbers that Mr. Britton has outlined, we have been the principal user of that grant. But what we have there is a variety of access technology, voice enlargement, and braille output. Individuals can be assessed and trained right there at the center. And then in addition, there are two staff who go out into the community, do assessments of job sites, recommend equipment, work closely with the vocational rehabilitation agencies who would provide the equipment for those individuals on their job sites. And we have a number of community partners who have been involved in that. Southern Oregon Goodwill has been the principal partner, and they, in fact, are the ones that we have the contract with. We would presume to continue that relationship with this proposal. They are very interested and excited and will continue to provide approximately the same amount of non-federal match that they are this year, and we would also look to the other partners for portions of the match. In addition, we purchased a fair amount of equipment last year with the grant that we had, about $50,000 worth of adaptive equipment, which could then be used as in-kind for this proposal as well. Any questions?
Questions?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, George Naughton with the Department of Administrative Services. We are recommending that you approve this request.
Madam Chair, we also recommend approval.
I need to make a statement and a potential conflict of interest, and I'm not going to do it for Representative Patridge, because I know that this is one that he will probably support because it's in his community, but I do serve on the Board of Directors for Goodwill Industries, and certainly support this program, but you needed to know that there is that potential conflict. Representative Patridge.
Madam Chair, I'm glad that this grant application came through. I'm glad the department has steered it there. It has provided much-needed services to people and training to people to use these types of services in Southern Oregon, and has been a community asset. I haven't had an opportunity to visit there yet, but I've heard good things from many people in the community about this particular program and its effectiveness.
Are there any objections to the request? Hearing none, so approved.
Carrier?
Tupul? Mm-hmm. Representative Patrick, would you like to take it, Tupul?
I'd love to.
Department of Human Services, Adult and Family Services Division, federal grant application. We have with us Doug Wilson and Mr. Naughton and Mr.
Madam, go ahead.
Madam Chair, my name is Marge Reinhart.
Madam Chair, for the record, Doug Wilson, Administrator of the Office of Finance and Policy Analysis for the Department of Human Services. We are in front of you today with a grant request authorization, federal grant, from the Adult and Family Services Division through their refugee program. Marge is the place two hats. She's a manager of this program, but she's also one of our district managers for AFS field structure. So she plays two hats. The grant in front of you will be a grant request for between $100,000 and $500,000. That's what's being awarded. There will be 30 grants awarded by the federal agency for this program, and there is no state funding required, and we don't plan to add any staff for this. The funds will pass through to a coalition of what we call VOLAGs, which some people know about and some people don't. I'll let Marge expand on that. And Marge here will go through the details of that grant, and we're very willing to answer any questions.
Marge.
Madam Chair, thank you, members of the committee. This grant application was made available through the Office of Refugee Resettlement. It's available to states. In Oregon, we administer the refugee program in large part through a coalition of community-based agencies, faith-based organizations, and refugee mutual assistance organizations and others who provide employment and other related services. Our coalition of partners and contractors have met and are very interested in pursuing this grant. They have done much of the work in collaboration with us to put this put the groundwork for this grant together. What we would want to provide in this is a mechanisms, including information and referral, case management services, and other services to provide enhanced services to underserved elderly refugees. We have a number of elderly refugees who often came to this country post-middle age and are very reliant on their community and their family members to assimilate to whatever extent they can. What we hope to do with this grant is to work with the Multnomah County Health Department, with other private nonprofit entities and others to provide services such as nutrition services, respite care, adult daycare, and other related services. One aspect that we do hope to pursue in this is citizenship classes. Our elderly refugee population do need this in order to be in a position to meet the citizenship requirements, so that would be a component of this grant as well.
Andrew.
Senator Horton.
My colleague on the right here is definitely post-middle age, but he's not a refugee. Would he qualify in any way under this program?
Madam Chair, Senator Hartung, I'm sorry, Senator Duncan, I'm not able to, this grant would be available to people who entered the country with refugee status.
Oh,
no, you're out.
I'm sorry.
Can you tell me how many, how many individuals that are in Oregon that fit that definition?
Madam Chair, it's interesting you should ask that. We're asked that question a lot by any number of people. That is a very we know how many are admitted. We have about 2,000 refugees admitted each year. A fair number of those, maybe a few hundred at least, are elderly. What we can't do is track over a period of time because as people move in and out of the state, there's no way to capture sort of a snapshot of numbers. As I say, we do know that there are several hundred a year who are admitted. Not all of those would require the services available under this grant. And some of those, because over the years, you know, they will have assimilated to a larger extent. And so I'm sorry I can't answer that question. I can, if you'd like, I can go back and get you closer information.
Well, my other question, because you mentioned the services from Multnomah, you know, with Multnomah County Health Department, and if I was looking at where refugees in the state, where they are, where they reside, you know, my assumption is that they are more than just in Multnomah County, and so I'd want to know why it's just the Multnomah County Health Department, and I know I've got the Senate, my chronological on the other end is probably going to answer it for me, for you. But that is a question that I would think that if you're coming into Oregon, that you may reside in other locales other than, I mean, in addition to Multnomah County.
Madam Chair, thank you. I should have mentioned that sooner in my initial presentation. This grant is designed to serve the Tri-County area. In Oregon, Over 90% of the refugees who resettle here do resettle in the Tri-County area, and those service organizations that I mentioned initially serve people who resettle in all three of the Tri-County areas. So the Multnomah County Health Department, because they have a number of specialized services, does serve federal refugee funding, refugees who reside in Washington and Clackamas counties.
Senator Shield.
Just a little more background. She mentioned faith-based organizations. The four main resettlement agencies are all faith-based, like Catholic charities, Lutheran Family Services, Jewish Community Services, SOAR. And they really do the bulk of the resettlement, and I think they really do a good job. And they partner well with the counties.
Well, I would like to, because I know that there's other parts of the state where you do have individuals. I'm thinking in terms of, I know at a time we had Woodburn, and we had the old Believer settlement there. And if I look at some of the Cambodians and some of those issues and Thai issues, that, so it's beyond just, I think, the metropolitan area. So I would like to encourage that we look at other places as well, because I don't think that the need is just concentrated in that area.
But it is 90%.
I'm 100% person, Senator Shield.
They
did not leave any part of me out.
I'm curious about this refugee status. For instance, any of the Hispanic people that come into the United States legally or illegally, do any of them achieve refugee status? Because we do have a very large number of Hispanics in Washington counties, but I've never considered the refugee status.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Senator Hartung. Refugee status would likely not be given to refugee status is given through the Department of State to and based on congressional designation to people who are coming to avoid persecution.
Okay.
There's a list of things that can qualify, but it is generally people coming from countries where the State Department has made a determination that they need to relocate for personal and political safety.
Has that ever been applied to some South American countries, for instance, Peru or Chile or Argentina?
Madam Chair, Senator Hartung, in my time with the program, I am not aware of refugees being admitted from Central and South America. We have admitted Cubans and Haitians to a large extent and have served a number of those in our program, but I am not aware of other Central and South American countries. I can, again, look into that and get back to the committee.
Is Romania still on the list?
Yes, although, Madam Chair, we have not admitted, we do not admit many Romanians at this point, but we certainly have a number of Eastern European countries.
Any other questions? Any objections? I would like to remind the committee that you do have due diligence tomorrow, beginning at 9 a.m., so you get to sleep in just a little longer. Instead of 8, you should be here at 9. And we do have work session tomorrow, so Shirley hopefully won't have to call you to get you here. We've been reminded by the co-chairs that we did get Sunday off, because Senator Yee said that she goes to church all day on Sunday. And I think Senator Shield probably likes that too. So we will have Sunday off.
You preach it,
but
all day.
The session is speeding up, and we have been asked by the co-chairs to really work to get our budgets done. And
do we have a heavy agenda tomorrow? Do you recall that?
We do have a heavy agenda tomorrow. We're
about
going
noon, you figure, or how long it'll take?
It just depends on how much talking my seniors do tomorrow.
Yeah.
And
particularly
my chronological groups.
I'm getting tired of being, guilt by association.
Yeah, he's not eligible, really.
He's starting to look like us. I got a lot more gray hair thanks to these guys.
But we are beginning to do the heavy lifting now, so I would ask that you be here. And I did excuse so that you know that Representative Bate has some things he needs to take care of at home. So I told him that we could make sure that he was covered and that the rest of us would be here.
Thank you.
We are adjourned.
Oh, we'll miss it.